Hi, I'm Isaiah, one of the players in Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era, the show you are currently listening to. So our episodes before this had some audio issues, and as a result, we wanted to start this episode out with a quick recap in case people decided to skip the last few episodes. Our story so far has been following a group of 5 Keyblade students, 3 of which are actual Keyblade wielders. These students studied under Master Nalia, a young Keyblade master, and during one day of their training, they were informed that the worlds were falling to darkness and it was up to them to save them. After some resistance, the students all went into their gummy ship and were given a choice of 3 worlds to head to: the Mystery Shack, Atlantis, and the Incan Empire. Our party decided to head to the Mystery Shack first, and they crashed into the top of the aforementioned shack, meeting Dipper and Mabel Pines in the process. The Pine Twins informed them that the town was being attacked by ghosts, which the party figured out were instead the Heartless, and they went into town to deal with these Heartless. After a battle with numerous smaller Heartless, and one much bigger one, Asa, one of the Keyblade students, sealed the keyhole for this world, and they all went back to the shack to leave in their gummy ship. As they were leaving, there was a short scene introducing a mysterious figure dressed in a red cloak with a white mask, talking to Bill Cipher. Mabel then handed Asa a keychain, and the party headed back into the ocean between, deciding to head to Atlantis next. Episode 3 was recapped in this episode, so that's all the recapping I have to do for now. I hope you'll enjoy this episode.
Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era, an actual play podcast set in the universe of Kingdom Hearts, 80 years before the events of Birth by Sleep.
So, my request...
We are going to hell.
Please
my request moving forward...
We're using the interstitial system as made by Wiley Hopkins.
Wiley Hopkins. Anyway. You can find him at WebWideWeb on Twitter. Anyway, I'm Lena. I'm the GM for this disaster. I use she, her, and they, them pronouns. I already said that.
Did
hey,
you?
I'm Isaiah. Hey, I'm Isaiah. I'm playing Imber using the discarded playbook, and I use he and they pronouns.
I'm Nathan. I play Solaritus, who is using the knucklehead playbook. I use he, him pronouns, and if we ever open like we did today again, I'm gone.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We're gonna get a good episode like, hey everyone, so Imber and Solaritus died off screen.
I'm Rem. I'm playing Asa. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm using the Henshin playbook.
Hey, I'm Val. I use she, her pronouns. I'm playing Milo, and I'm the bad boy playbook, aka the dark.
Milo's a
and
bad
I am
boy.
And I am Theodore Monk, playing Zeneca the Hunted. I use he, him, and don't worry, gang. I don't have a weird introduction this week, but I will just point out the objective fact that we are recording on Valentine's Day. So in observation of the holiday, I have covered my body and skin in Dove chocolate.
Why?
That's uncomfortable.
Why would you say that out loud with your voice?
Also, I have tempered the chocolate, which means I have scalded myself, and it is rapidly hardening, so I will shortly be completely immobilized.
Just real quick, you're over here like, I don't have a weird intro today, but let me say a bunch of weird stuff.
Yes, thank
the
you.
The weirdest intro you've done has been this one.
Well, I can't disagree with you, because my arms are rapidly stiffening in response
Tom,
to the tempered Dove
stop.
Chocolate.
Somebody make it stop.
You're more chocolate than man now.
Anyway,
you know what?
So
I'm
we
done.
Forgot to do this last episode, But can anybody do a recap of what happened last time?
Oh!
Okay,
I mean, I'd be glad to before the chocolate rapidly...
Stop bringing up the chocolate!
I mean, no, I'd be glad to give a basic recap over here. Me, teacher, me! We all became closer as friends. Ember cooked something for Zenica, and they mutually agreed to not share things. And also, Zenica and Asa failed to cheer each other up and convince themselves of their place on the team. Milo's trying to turn Asa to the dark side. Solaritus and Milo shippers went wild after some improvised WWE wrestling.
Listen,
Milo and Ember became closer as brothers. Asa and Solaritus fought, I think. This was getting toward the end of the episode.
They
have I forgotten anything? Anything else?
Sparred, and Asa may or may not have chokeslammed Solaritus.
So hard he died.
No, Solaritus is okay.
He did nearly die. By the way, your harm reset, because we are going to a new world.
I was going
to
say, does going into a new world count as leaving a world?
I'm going to say yes.
I sure hope it does.
Just so that you guys don't die immediately.
Solaritus is just going to limp off the gummy ship, like, with the bleeding, like, holding his side bleeding.
Like I said, for me, the harm track is more of a narrative death counter than an actual health counter. Yeah. Death counter.
Also, for entering a new world, I lose one on my hunted track.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So you all are entering the world of Atlantis. Unlike the last world you visited, you actually managed to land the gummy ship safely, parking it in front of a large mansion. As you step out of the gummy ship, you notice another different thing. All of your clothes look different. Master Nalia had informed you all about this in the past. Your clothes are magical and can change to better fit different worlds so that you can maintain the world order. In the order you guys introduced yourself, I would like you to briefly describe what your appearance is for Atlantis.
Oh no, I gotta go first?
Yeah, you gotta go first.
This is why I never try to go first.
To be fair, Isaiah, Lena did ask everyone to think of this earlier in the chat.
That's true.
I did.
If neither Ember or Solaritus look like a newsie, I will riot.
Well, I know for sure he's wearing that, like, British explorer's hat.
A tricorn? What fucking British explorer is that?
I posted a Google image of it.
The helmet?
A long time ago.
The helmet.
And then I never learned what it was called.
Is it the one that Milo wears?
You mean like the hat?
Yeah, it's a pith helmet.
Which Milo?
Oh god, it begins already.
I think his jacket becomes, like, button up. And, like, those are the main two differences.
Okay.
Alright, if that's it, then,
then no one else. He's the only one who looks different. he just looks over like, are you fucking kidding me?
Good news. I do have good news. Solaritus does kind of look like a newsie. He's got a white button-up shirt with the top two buns unbuttoned. He still has his pack on the side. And now he just has that kind of, like, whole young, like, you know, pretty boy newsy man aesthetic that's going on. Really, like, the only difference is that he is now wearing a white button-up shirt with the top two buns undone. But that's just, like, that's a really good aesthetic for the 20s. He's not have a hat. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Don't worry. Asa's gonna make up for it. Asa is in full-blown flapper outfit. Rocking that, like, green dress with the dangly jewel bits and especially the feather headband.
Yes.
Okay, well,
I respect that.
Ember's coming down, and he has, like, a long-sleeved shirt.
Wait, Ember?
The fuck! Milo!
I was like, hold on.
Guys, who's on first? My name is Val, I use she, her pronouns, and my character is Milo. Sorry, so Milo is, like, walking down the little gummy ship thing, and
someone is
dying.
Deeply massaging their microphone right now.
That would be Lena.
Okay. It's okay, guys.
Do you have your elbows in there?
This is part of the magic. But, Milo has a long sleeve, like, army green shirt, some brown suspenders and brown slacks, and he is only putting up the sleeve on his left arm because he is that man. And he has
imagine he has both sleeves and he tears one off. Oh, what the fuck is this?
No, he's not a savage. He rolls it up. But he rolls it up to his fucking shoulder because he's a savage. And he has a newsboy cap. It looks very strange.
Yes.
Interesting. Zenica looks exactly the same, but she has a pair of aviator goggles that are unnecessary and not pulled down.
Perfect.
Nice.
So you guys have this large mansion in front of you. What do you want to do?
Have we tried blowing it up yet?
I don't think we should.
We haven't tried anything
I
yet.
I want to go down the chimney.
No.
Why not?
No, I don't think we should do that.
Why not?
That's an Atlantis tube.
Why not try the front door?
God, why are we like this?
Solaritus tries the front door.
The front door
is
open.
Also walking towards the front door like, what is this shit?
Zeneca, like, looks from one side to the other and follows, bereft of other options and not wanting to hear this argument about going down the chimney.
So, entering inside of the mansion, it's actually pretty simple in appearance, but standing a bit further in, pacing around, is a slender but athletic-looking woman with blonde hair, blue eyes, fair skin, and a mole on her left cheek. As she hears you enter, she looks over at you all and says, "Ah, so you must be part of the crew, yes?"
Yep. Thumbs up.
Totally.
Correct.
Absolutely. What crew? I've heard of the crew. What is this crew?
Shut up, elbows.
Smooth blue.
You're here for the mission to Atlantis.
Yep, that sounds like
what we're
doing.
To the others, who she at this point has just assumed know more than her in general, and whispers, "What's Atlantis?"
Asa raises her hand and goes, "Oh, I'm pretty sure it's a special gummy ship."
Solaritus
out loud.
Milo clears his throat. He's like, "I've heard of Atlantis, a font of magical energy. It's a myth."
I mean,
yeah,
you're not wrong.
Magical energy sounds like
the offer of like heading somewhere, and it's like, yeah, sure, like yeah, we're part of the crew, we're part of your crew. What's your name?
My name is Helga Sinclair.
Well, pleasure to meet you, Helga. My name is Zeneca. These are my compatriots. Elbow. Hard elbow to the sternum.
Hi, I'm Solaritus.
Milo.
Yes, I am Ember. It is nice to meet you.
Asa is very noticeably, like, standing behind Milo at this point.
Why?
Hi, Asa. So I'm
Zeneca, I think, is smiling as this happens, but the light in her eyes is slowly dying because everyone else is incapable of introducing themselves normally.
we're discovering live on this podcast that Issa is completely useless when the hot girl shows up.
I mean, that's valid.
Milo doesn't understand what's going on with Issa, and he just sort of, like, looks at her, and he's just like, "You must be able to present yourself when you are speaking to people." And he steps to the side, and he's... "My name is Milo.
Pleasure to meet you all. So, who is the mechanic?"
Zeneca, I think, gives a second and raises her hand.
All right.
I know a thing or two about you know, cogs, gears, valves, the whole thing. I think I can make do.
All right, the cook.
That would be me.
What about the medic?
I will be filling that role.
You can tell by my highly sanitized newsy outfit.
This Demolition? Bag is full of medical supplies and not other people's mail.
Well, now I think it's filled with mail.
He's going into cardiac arrest. Quick, give me those Best Buy coupons.
So, what about the demolitions expert?
That would be this big lunk of rocks over here.
Do you say that?
Yes.
You say that for my... Are you sitting to the other end of the
she
scale?
She says that and tries to, like, slap Milo on the shoulder.
And hurts her hand.
Because she could sense the growing silence and was like, oh god, not me.
Ah, and then you must be the geologist.
Somehow that's worse.
Yep, that's Asa.
That is why she uses rock terminology and hits things with her hands.
Yep, she loves rocks. We had to keep her from eating a bowl of dirt just this morning.
She's like, well, I do have to say, you all don't quite match the descriptions that I was given.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Looks can be deceiving.
I suppose you're correct with that.
Milo says under his breath, deceit can be deceiving.
Holy shit.
God damn. Deceit can be deceiving.
God.
He's not wrong.
Zeneca, I like to, is in canon, is a silence just ongoing from him saying that, and Helga Sinclair just staring at Milo blinking slowly while we all are just dying inside.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, let's move along. Where can we meet the boss of this operation?
You'll meet him when the time is right.
Well, that's not cryptic at all.
I suppose there is.
Well, we definitely know all about this mission that you. No, Ember. We've been hired for this mission. We know everything about the mission. Why don't we roll down to where this mission's happening? We're definitely all informed and like know everything that we should know already.
I think it would be best to go over the details one last time so that we're prepared.
She kind of like puts her head to her hand and she's like, look, I'm not really an expert on the whole thing. All I know is that we're going to Atlantis, we're going to get paid. The little twink boy is a lot more knowledgeable about the whole thing.
Was the word twink invented in
1914?
It is now.
Period accurate.
God. All right, let's meet the twink. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you know Helga Sinclair is credited with inventing twink?
Linguists aren't certain where the term twink originates, but they suspect it originates with Helga Sinclair in the mission to Atlantis in 1914.
Wait, do any of you want to make links with her?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
What? What was the question?
Do you want to make links with her?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm having trouble deciding how I feel about her.
I would absolutely
in real life
make a light link.
Okay.
Plus my light is that is a. Oh, thank God! That is a six. I failed.
Oh. Do you want to spend a link and reroll?
I would like to use my locked link with with my with Abel, the person who inspired me to become a Keyblade wielder.
Okay.
But not Cain.
Nope, not Cain.
Sick biblical reference, yo. Getting straight Deuteronomy on their ass.
Oh, good, now I have a 7.
Well, you get the link.
So good.
I have so many light links.
Okay.
Oh my god, you do have a lot of light links.
I think I'm going to roll a heart link because she makes me want to grow as a person so that I am strong enough to handle whatever bullshit we're about to experience.
Okay.
I see a kindred spirit, so I'm also going to roll. What would a kindred spirit be? Like, if I see a lot of similarities between the pair of us.
I think that would be hard.
Yeah, I think that would be
hard.
Okay.
You have a -1 to a heart link.
Oh, I know. That's still a 7. What up? Hey.
None of your link moves are triggering, but you all get...
That's pretty good.
Zeneca does not make a link, but when Helga turns around, I think Zeneca starts to walk forward, but looks back at Asa and mouths dibs.
Oh my god!
Gonna throw down.
Solaris does not understand.
Asa also doesn't understand exactly what Zeneca's trying to say.
Mouths dibs.
Dubs? Dubbed? Is this world dubbed?
No, like dibs. You know, like, you know,
the ice cream? Dibs. Like the ice cream?
What?
I guess those are canon now.
I can't believe dibs are canon now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Dibs have always been canon. Who do you think makes
what do you think Nalia gave us when we did well in our exercises?
Who do you think makes
good job, everyone? Doss like a dog treat.
We're playing Monster of the Week now. I am now the normal person. And I have the Scooby Doo snack move. That went on for way too long and I'm so sorry.
We're arguing about dibs on the way down wherever Helga's leading us.
So our camera cuts and transitions to a view of a very large watercraft, and our camera then pans down back to the party. We also see a middle-aged but still in shape man with gray hair and brown eyes who says, "Everyone, prepare for boarding." As all of you begin to get ready, you're approached by a skinny and unimposing man with brown hair and thick round glasses. As he approaches you, he says, "Hi, my name is Milo Thatch. I figured that, you know, since we'll be working together on this expedition, I should introduce myself."
Hold on.
Who all are you?
Hold on. What did you say your name was?
Milo Thatch.
No.
Asa is internally screaming.
I'm also pretty dead. Sure my name is Milo.
No, as long as we're on this ship, I'm Milo, your Thatch.
I don't quite know if I agree with that.
Listen, my name's Milo, and I am not like you. And I don't want people to think that I'm you. So you're a Thatch, I'm Milo. And he crosses his arms.
That's a pretty rude thing to say.
While this confabulation is occurring, I think Zeneca splits off a little bit and actually makes a beeline for the older gentleman in the military garb.
Okay. We'll go to that in a bit. Roll your dark link.
Well, that dark link didn't go great.
I'm gonna say you get a mastery link with him because you want to teach him to be a better Milo.
Okay, I'll take the experience and the mastery link.
In the meantime,
they are so skinny. They would pose no resistance if I were to slowly break them.
In the meantime, Solaritus is like, anyway, sorry about him. I'm Solaritus. Nice to meet you. And I offer my handshake. And as we're shaking hands, I realize, oh, he must be the twink. He's cute.
Out loud?
No, internally.
As you're shaking his hand, I kind of want to make you roll to shake hands with him.
What would that be?
I have no idea.
You know what? I'll roll to make a light link, and if I fail, I fuck up the handshake, and now we hate each other.
Okay.
This is how this game works now.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Okay. So about as nebulous as canon.
I believe I get the light link.
And your link move triggers.
Yep. Let's see. Doop-doo.
And the link becomes locked as well.
Hell yeah.
I think
this man called me a twink. He's definitely a hero.
I'm going to say, yes, I apologize for Milo's rudeness, Thatch. My name is Ember.
You're still calling him Thatch, though.
He's like, my name, yes, whatever. It's a pleasure to meet you, Ember.
I'm gonna try and roll a light link.
Okay.
Well, apparently it goes spectacularly.
Yeah. Right. You get that link. And it locks, and he gets a light link with you.
It's a locked boy?
Yeah, it's a lock. I think when you roll a 10+, your link gets blocked.
Let me check.
Oh, no. Apparently that's not the case.
Okay.
I thought it only locked on the second, like, link.
Yeah. But we still do, we still, our link moves trigger.
Yeah.
Although Ember has a weird one.
Yeah, if I make a link with a character that has a link of a different type with me, then I gain +1/4 on actions against them. So if he kind of doesn't like me, and I need to strike him down for any reason, I'll have a slightly easier time.
Okay, but he does like you.
Listen, Dr. Thatch, I like you, but if you ever betray me,
I will fucking end you.
You're dead. Your kids are dead. Your family is dead. Your cat. I don't. You know about my cat?
There's a lot to
So
unpack.
While that's happening, let's switch over to Zeneca. You are...
Yeah, I feel like as soon as the Milo versus Thatch debate started, she, like, broke off to make a beeline for dude.
As he sees you approach, How tall is Zeneca?
Oof, see, this is one of those things where because I am not myself a woman, I don't know offhand what about the average height for a woman is. Because she's probably kind of tall, but I don't want to be like, she's 6'7".
I think 5'5 is Amazon. Average height?
Yeah, I'm average height, and I'm 5'5", so...
I'll say then she's a little taller than average. Let's just make it simple. She's probably about as tall as Helga Sinclair.
Okay. So he's definitely taller than you, and he's kind of looking down at you, and he's like, you see him, like, mentally processing things in his head, and he's like, you're the mechanic, yes?
Yes, sure am. Nice to meet you. Name's Zeneca, and she puts her arm out for a nice, meaty handshake.
He gives you a nice, meaty handshake back, and he's like, Commander Lyle Rourke, at your service.
Nice to meet you, Commander. I just wanted to, you know... Coming over and introduce myself and let you get a gander of the crew. And she turns around. They're probably in the midst of the name debate still. They're getting introduced to the twink. I think your second said.
That is what she has been calling him. Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
I can too.
So we're shoving off here in a bit.
Yes, we are heading on our expedition. Hopefully, we'll get riches and power.
I like how he's less subtle in this universe than he was in the movie. Like in the movie, it's meant to be like the like.
Well, he was only subtle to like Whitmore and Milo. Like, everyone else was on his board of his plan. Like, everyone else knew, like,
yeah,
we're gonna fuck shit up and get this thing and it's gonna be ours.
I mean, that's right. I'm just finding it funny how overt he's being already. She's like, I think she kind of's like, there are worse things than money and power. I mean, you know, as long as no one gets hurt, am I right? And she sort of smiles at him and sort of, you know, she smiles genuinely. And I'd like to see what his reaction is to that.
He's like, oh, I can assure you, no one will get hurt. And he kind of, he winks.
Wow, he really was only being subtle to Milo Thatch, wasn't he? Oh, yep. God.
Also,
that is, well, that I just is wanted to...
I can see that.
I'll say for convenience that Zeneca misses the subtlety.
Perfect.
She doesn't... Maybe she was looking back and, like, Solaritus and Milo were, like, shaking hands for, like, 10 minutes and missed the wink.
I also guarantee you that Solaritus will miss all, any and all, evil undertones of this mission.
Of course. Yeah, I feel like Zeneca, she... Because gears are kind of turning her head. It's like, hey, Anae, listen, if you need any extra help going along with this thing, I'm willing to help you out, sir. And she does a faux salute, kind of jokingly.
He salutes back, and he's like, thank you very much for your offer. I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, hey, always willing to help out, always willing to see new places. Anyway. Yeah, let us know if you need anything, Captain. And I think she, again, just sort of rolling with the sort of goofiness of it, does like an about face and military parade, walks away. I'd actually like to roll a link with Rourke.
Okay.
I'm not sure offhand. I kind of feel like, I don't know if she likes him. I'm going to kind of give the game away a little bit. I think she sees him as an opportunity to kind of ditch the crew, not like a mean way, but to like keep on her hunted track. Would that be like mastery or heart?
I'd say that'd be heart.
Okay, my worst stat. Can't hurt.
I mean...
All right, let's see. Big money...
If you're making a link only because you can think you can manipulate that person to use to your own ends, is that a...
That, honestly, dark? Yeah, that could be dark.
That could... I feel like that's more of a dark link.
That's fair. All right. Roll me
the dice. You don't actually give a shit about him, just what he can do.
Okay, you get that link.
Now, see... Well, see, actually, I'm going to say... Well, actually, no, you decide. I was just going to say... Because on a 7 to 9, I'm like, my link move doesn't trigger, the link isn't what I intended, but my link move doesn't trigger anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But if you just want to give me the link anyway...
I'm going to say you get the link move anyway. Because even...
I mean, my link move...
I'm going to say you get the link anyway, not the link move.
Gotcha. Alright, so yeah, I'll take that dark link with Rourke, because yeah, I feel like... Because partly also, she doesn't either way intend on sticking with him long, she just, I think she figures... that if she gets in his good graces and kind of tags along for what is clearly, like, this sort of expeditionary force, she might, you know, get some distance on the crew and be on her way.
Yeah. So, with that done, you all make your way into the submarine, and it heads underwater. And as it does so, we see the word Atlantis appear on the screen before fading away.
Whoa, did you see that?
Nope. Slap Zeneca.
Please, the viewers see it.
I would like to make a heart link with the logo.
Please don't.
After the submarine sets off, Milo gives you and the rest of... Or I guess Thatch gives you and the rest of the crew for this voyage a briefing on how he believes you will find Atlantis. It's pretty lengthy and not the most interesting... but once the briefing is done, you are all given free range to explore the submarine.
I want to approach...
what would you all like to do? Okay.
Ace is going to try and find some rocks.
I must learn how to be a geologist.
Wait, what?
Ace is like, I need to figure this shit out before they, like, catch us?
I'm pretty sure Solaris, like, knows an offhand healing spell in case push comes to shove or something.
Yeah, you probably know Kira.
Asa's not even entirely sure what a geologist is, so she's like, they mentioned
oh my
rocks.
Fucking God.
Rocks, got it.
She starts drawing triangles. She pulls out a protractor. This is geology, right?
So I'm going to do the Milo and Milo scene second. First, I want you to make a deep dive to find some rocks.
I love this game.
What was that to deep dive again?
Heart.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm good at that. But it's goddamn rocks. I found the shit out of those rocks.
Okay, you can ask one question.
Okay.
What here could Where I use to blank?
Rocks?
What here can I use to rocks?
What is the best way out of this situation? The situation being looking like I don't know what I'm doing.
That's very good.
That is a really good question. And I'm trying... Me, the GM, is trying to think of the answer to this question.
You find a bunch of YouTube tutorials.
They're 1920s YouTube tutorials,
the
aka
program
books.
YouTube. Welcome to YouTube, the one radio channel that tells you random things. You can listen to
I'm
gonna
cats. Say,
you can...
You find a like, a page about the actual geologist that was supposed to be here, and you find that he really likes digging.
Okay, good. I can dig.
So, are those characters still canon in this version of events, and we just kind of stole their jobs?
Yeah, you stole their jobs.
They roll up at the mansion, and they're like, well, I can't wait for us to get started. What the hell? You know.
Where the hell is everyone?
My bad.
The good news is I'm pretty sure that character actually doesn't do anything in that film.
None of them do! Sorry,
excuse
hot
me,
take, Vinny's... we can put it aside for now.
Excuse me? Mold is a good digger.
Yes.
I was watching the movie
anyway.
Like 2 seconds before we started recording.
So Milo is approaching Milo. And Milo looks like a bit
it's
uncomfortable.
Like that panel of, it's like that panel of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, you're approaching me.
So except like instead it's, you're approaching me?
I can't call you a twink unless I get closer.
No, so Milo is just, he's just sort of like staring at Milo, and then like during the entire talk, he tries to keep eye contact with this thin Milo, twink Milo, the entire Twilo Ren.
No, please don't.
Never mind, I take that back, I'm sorry. Like the entire talk, and then like after everyone disperses, like he's approaching and he's just like, Thatch, I'm sorry for what I said outside. I think you could make a great Milo. Do you do any exercises?
You know that meme? That's like, where do you work out? At the library.
What have we done?
He says, I exercise my brain.
Milo punches him in the head. It's not very strong.
Milo's like, well, listen, your brain can be exercised as much as you like, but if I were to strike you, probably in your stomach, you look like you'd fold like a chair.
Throw him to the floor.
He's like, well, I would prefer it if you did not do that.
I'm not going to. It'd be rude to strike someone so much weaker than I am. But listen. I have advice.
Does this mean...
And what would that be?
While we're sailing, diving, I can help you work out on the ship. And that way, you're much more likely to survive what could probably be a harrowing adventure.
It's like... you see him, like, consider it in his head for a moment. And you get the feeling that he's like, if I say no, he might punch me.
That's accurate. That is an accurate assessment of this situation.
So he's like, okay, I'll agree to that.
All right, perfect. Do you have to do more talky things right now?
No, don't have any more talky things.
Okay, good. And I think Milo will, like, look around for something, like, really heavy. Do I have... Can I find anything?
I'm gonna say make a deep dive.
Oh, no.
I like that also this is happening on the bridge of the ship. Where you're not even waiting till you're, like, below decks and, like, making an improvised workout routine. You're just on the deck of the ship.
Listen, this, I have plans. Alright.
Calisthenics wait for nobody.
Why? Phone, please. Okay. So. Fuck.
That sucks.
There is an attempt. That's a 7.
Okay.
So I got.
So you can ask one.
What here could I use as an improvised, like, weight to make Milo run with?
There looks to be. It looks like it'd be pretty heavy, but there's a barrel of oil.
On the bridge.
Don't question
things. I like to think it's a barrel of cans of oil.
Hey, Steve, why the fuck did you bring this barrel of oil to the bridge? I don't know, Terry. God damn it, Steve!
There's a reason 200 of them die in the first scene.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad this barrel of oil can never explode against anything here on the bridge of our ship.
Yeah. I think Milo is going to walk over to it and just sort of lift it up with no effort, because I get to do that. Because the dark makes me stronger.
Yeah. You are a small gang.
That's why I'm a bully. And he's going to walk over to Milo and just sort of like, alright, put their arms out.
He's like, I don't think I can lift that.
I believe in you. Come on. You share the same namesake as me, and I will not tolerate you being weak.
Couldn't we start with something a little bit lighter?
Fine.
Make him carry that Viking shield around.
Did he bring that along?
I feel like he did.
He can.
All right. So he's gonna look at Milo, and I like to think that Milo hasn't set his stuff down yet. So, like, this, my Milo, to Thatch, says, all right, that thing looks heavy. What is it?
It's like...
A primitive shield of some sort?
It's what I use to discover the Atlanteans' language.
Oh, well, hot damn. So, listen, you can read with your mind while you take this. He lifts it up, like, with one hand, like, really easily, and, like, sort of, like, puts it in Milo's arms, and run! Let's go! Let's run! And he, like, slaps Milo on the back, and, like, tries to make him start running.
Milo starts running, and within, like, 5 seconds, he is out of breath.
While this happens, I actually, if no one else is rushing, is aching to say, I actually, think when the presentation ends and while this other uncomfortable Milo x Milo interaction is happening, Zeneca is, like, sort of sees, Helga, like, going below decks, like, you know, starting to go down a set of, starting to go down a ladder to, like, go below decks, she's like, oh, Helg, wait up a second. And she, like, slides down the ladder after her.
Okay. Helga waits for you.
Yeah, Zeneca hits the bottom. And then, like, sort of impulsively, she reaches into her jacket and pulls out a pack of cigarettes that were definitely not there before, but they entered a world that's in 1914. And so she just kind of, like, looks, shrugs, and, like, shakes out one and holds it out to Helga. Is like, want to smoke?
I would just like to say that Kingdom Hearts Forgotten Era does not encourage use of tobacco.
Except it's badass as hell. Sorry, it's a vape. No.
1920s vape.
It's a paper vape. It's more environmentally friendly.
Well, we don't have time to unpack all of that.
Yeah, she takes a cigarette and lights it up with her lighter. And she's like, you got a one?
What'd she say?
She says, have you got a lighter?
Wait, so she lights it up with her lighter, is like, hey, do you have another lighter?
Well, no, she's like, she's offering you hers, if you don't have one.
Zeneca, I think, puts the cigarette in her mouth backwards, and leans in to light her cigarette.
Stupid.
Like, she's guessing at this point, but she's trying to look cool.
She's like, you may want to turn it around a little bit.
Oh, don't worry, this is the, And she blanks because she's about to say, like, a country name, but she doesn't know what the countries are in this world. The, Turngesian way?
Roll convince somebody.
Fuck. Are you kidding me?
No.
What am I convincing her to do? Convince somebody is usually, like, make someone do
okay.
something.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, when you tell someone what you want from them and are trying to get the... Am I wanting her to believe that Turngesian is a real place?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
You know what? Fuck it, sure. I could use experience, because this is my worst stat. Oh, shit. Hold up. Roll 2d6 minus 1. Hey, what do you know? And on a miss, prepare for the worst.
No, that's only for PCs. For
NPCs. Actually, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm stupid. Yeah, you're
she
right.
She just kind of, like, tilts her head, and she's like... You see her mentally decide not to press any further.
Yeah, Turngesia. Anyway, you've been, like, you know, sorry to sort of, you know, part the kimono here, but you can kind of tell where... This is kind of a... Maybe not our first rodeo, but, like, maybe our second or third rodeo. How long have you been doing stuff? How long have you been riding with Rourke doing stuff like this?
I'm looking at the wiki to see if it says anything, and I don't think it does.
She was on the original expedition.
I mean, we can assume they've been on a few...
To Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna say...
They've been together at least on a few missions. Like,
she's like, about 3 years.
And Zeneca tries to take a smoke of her cigarette, and then, like, has to, like, eyes water as she, like, holds back a very hard cough. Like, tastes nice! Anyway, I mean, so, 3 years, what's Rourke like overall? Well, how's it been on these sorts of things?
He is a respectable man. He's experienced. He's very goal-oriented.
You sound like you're preparing him for a job interview.
You never know.
Tell him you're respectable, you're experienced, and you're goal-oriented. What did she say in response? Sorry, I was being a meme.
She's like, oh, well, you never know.
I like this lady.
Zeneca laughs and takes another tepid puff of the cigarette and says, yeah, I suppose that makes sense. I mean, I talked to him a little bit before we got on board. I suppose I'm getting about the same read, although I kind of want to ask, what are we actually after here? We seem pretty loaded up for just an exploratory mission.
Milo's research suggests that there is a source of power. The twink.
Oh. Go on.
His research suggests that there's a source of power much more powerful than anything that we have at the center of Atlantis.
Really?
Yes. Not only that, but the potential of discovering a lost civilization is tantalizing on its own.
Yeah, I get that. Well, I guess there were, and Zeneca, I feel like, way too early, like, flicks her cigarette to one side and, like, stomps on it. Like, there's still, like, more than half the cigarette left. It's like, I suppose there's worse reasons to go on a thing like this, but, what are we gonna do when we get there, and if there's people? Like, they're, like, if it's a dead civilization, you know, it's probably not going to be people, but, you know, I think we're both operating on that assumption. Anything else would be wild. But what if there are people when we get down there?
We will speak to them diplomatically. And if that doesn't work, there's always other methods. But let's hope that they are understanding.
Fair enough. And I think Zeneca sort of starts leaping up the leaping up the ladder, and there's like chunk, 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 chunk. But then there's chunk, 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 chunk. And then she hangs down by her knees and is like, so are you single or...
She's like, we can discuss this after the mission is over, all right?
Cool. Message received. And then back.
So, I have a question for Leda. How do you feel about making links with people that aren't present physically? Because I feel like as Asa's, like, reading this, this, like, file on Mole. She's definitely, like, coming to a realization of exactly how hard it is to be a geologist. And I kind of want to roll a mastery link here.
Yeah, you can roll a mastery link.
Oh, this game.
I like the bit where Ace is like, what if I respect Mole?
What do you mean? He's the most respectable member.
Okay. Counterpoint.
How are all of you failing this command?
I spelled the rule wrong. Damn it.
I'm going to say you get a heart link with him.
You don't want to learn from him, you want to understand him.
Yeah. And I'm going to say the other person that gets a link is he gets a dark link with you because he is aware of the fact that you stole his job.
Do we cut? So I want, like, so I understand him. I want to picture, like, Asa, like, slowly licking a rock and being like, eh. But then just cut to Mole licking a rock and being like, how dare she?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he somehow licks a rock at the entrance and figures everything out.
Really, real quick, does this make Milo's link move go off?
No, because no.
Whenever another character makes it dark,
we did establish last time that this did trigger his link.
Yeah,
but it's weird because Mole's, like, not here at all.
I'm going to say Milo's link move does trigger, so if he ever meets Mole, he does get a plus forward to making a master link with him.
Okay, cool.
I, too, embrace the hate.
I, too, can understand being very disappointed in Asa.
I'm actually going to admit, when you asked, can I make a link with someone who I'm not in this, like, who's not physically present? I thought you were gonna make a dark link with Zeneca.
I would like to change my link.
They really like raise your head, like,
fuck you.
She's clam blocking me.
The term is clam jam, please. Oh, I hate that I said that. Okay, I hate that I said that. I apologize.
So a giant heartless attacks the ship.
Thank you.
More specifically, you hear alarms of the submarine going off, and looking out the windows, you see why. A giant lobster-shaped creature with the heartless insignia on it is approaching the ship. You hear the voice of Rourke speak over the intercom, and he says, "Everyone to your battle stations." So this combat will work a little bit differently than usual. Instead of you individually taking harm from the Heartless, the submarine takes harm from each hit that it takes. The submarine also can survive 6 harm instead of the usual 4.
Oh, thank God.
Huh. That's good.
I will just, as an aside, say I do like this idea that we might be able to, like, change what happened from the movie.
Yeah.
Like, fuck those useless guys. We're gonna fucking just kill this thing.
Quick question is...
Fuck those useless turd bags.
Is Ember's battle station the kitchen?
It is now.
Ember's up like curry and like Ember, fucking like energy meals.
I like to think that Milo's battle station is that he just puts on a diving suit and goes out there to punch it.
I mean,
Isaiah's making a Red Bull infused fried rice for the crew.
I was thinking that, I mean, because it's established in the movie that the ship does have missiles and like the little mini. Like battle pods.
Mm.
So I was imagining you'd go like to the missiles and shoot them at the.
Hey, Heartless. I would like to cast magic.
Oh,
okay.
No.
My idea is, they say battle stations, and Milo is like sort of ushered towards these like the little sub pods, and he's looking at them. And he's like, I don't know how to drive this, but he's very sure. That if he can cast magic on himself, he can try to survive the water outside and dive and fight this creature on one-on-one.
Oh my god.
Also, Milo's just turning Atlantis into Atlantica.
Got it.
I'd like to imagine that he opens the door to one of these pods, looks at it for 1 second, and then with his sheer man strength just kicks it out of its dock and swims out into the water through the opening.
I am so into this. Roll cast magic.
Which I believe is mastery, which is not a negative for me. This is rare.
Yay.
Watch it all go to hell in an instant. Wow, it didn't go to hell.
Okay.
Alright, I only get to select pick one. Which, hey, the magic inflicts a semi-permanent condition.
Yeah. So you can breathe underwater now.
Sweet.
Okay.
Milo just
that's pretty good magic.
I would like to take what Theo said, and Milo just sort of looks at the sub pod and just sort of kicks it out of the thing. And when water rushes up, he forces himself through the water to get out of the sub.
Okay.
And he's gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got it. He summons his Keyblade, and he's just gonna start swimming towards the giant lobster Heartless.
Okay. So before,
is it a Heartless? Wait, is it a Heartless or is it the lobster from the movie?
It's a Heartless.
It's a Heartless lobster.
Is it a Heartless version of the lobster from the movie?
Yeah, okay. It's a Heartless version of the lobster.
Guys, it's the Leviathan. Excuse me.
Can I also cast magic?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so this is what I would like to do. I would like Ember to make chili that is so hot that it will deal fire damage when I shoot it at the lobster.
No, that's a really long way to say I cast Fyraga.
But I'm not casting Fyraga. I am cooking Fyraga.
I don't know if that's way better or way worse.
It's way better. This is so good. Please roll cast magic.
All right. That's with mastery?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh no.
Do you want to spend a link and reroll or just take that?
Well, let's see. I rolled a 2.
And a 1.
So if I rerolled one of them, I'd have to roll a 6, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, you would.
So I think I'm just going to take the loss here. Just
okay, you level up.
Yeah, I do.
Dun-da-da-dun.
You do cook some good food. It's just
Not nearly hot
magical.
Enough.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay's part of the crew, and he walks in and says, "What the fuck is this? It's raw."
I'm gonna for my advancement, I'm gonna increase my mastery by 1.
Oh, okay.
For next time.
Yeah, for next time.
I forgot the turmeric.
So who wants to go next?
Asa or Solaritus?
So, Asa hasn't transformed. She's kind of like, oh god, what's battle stations? I'm a geologist. So she hasn't transformed yet. She's just gonna try and shoot missiles.
Okay. I'd say that's strike with intent.
Okay, missile time. So strike with intent is gonna be my dart, which I continue to be really bad at, despite my most best attempts.
I believe in you.
It's not like you. Oh.
Nope.
Nope.
Holy shit, no.
You rolled a one.
Rolled a one.
That is the absolute worst lowest possible you could. Thing you could have rolled. I am impressed.
So the ship takes a harm.
Sorry.
And
Rem, I'm sorry just for all of this.
You just gestured to all of you.
This sucks.
And I make a move.
Woof. The twink dies!
Oh no!
Oh no. Milo would
I'm gonna say.
I mean, yeah, he'd be devastated, he'd be dead. Zing!
No,
I'm gonna
that.
Say the lobster, after it swings, it, like, it pulls back and swims towards Milo.
Nobody can hear Milo scream in a giddy, fighting, like, barbarian plea because he's underwater. But there's, like, a burst of bubbles.
There's some fishermen, like, all on the surface, and they just hear a burst of bubbles that pop, and they're like, like, it's like SpongeBob.
So I'm gonna say it makes sense for Milo to go next.
Oh yeah, so because he's very much using his abilities, I don't know if I described this during Gravity Falls, but like in the dark of like when the light swings around to like see this very small human and this very large lobster. He's like all over his skin is like a twist of strange black tattoos that he did not have before. And he's definitely centering his power. And he's going to I think he's just going to try and strike with intent and just sort of like he's gonna try and like see how hard he can hit this thing. Because he's excited. Like, this is a challenge that's worthy of a master in his eyes. He's also hoping that Milo is watching, so he can see what, like, a true man, a true Milo can do. Milo, listen, Milo isn't something that's gendered, and I'm sorry about that. Milo is in your heart.
Milo is in your heart.
Okay. So, listen, I know that's a 9. I actually want to spend a link to reroll that one. Is that possible?
Hell yeah.
Is that only during
a... Yeah, you can, absolutely can.
All right.
No, you can definitely.
Okay.
Going for that full success, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to, so, what is it when you use a lock... Do I unlock a link? Or do I
it just goes inactive.
Okay, I inactivate my link with my father...
Okay.
Whoa.
Because there's definitely the feeling of, like...
Fuck you, Dad!
There's definitely the feeling of, like, if he could only see me now, what would that prick say? Oh, fuck.
You remember the time your dad took you to Red Lobster and ate, like, all-you-can-eat shrimp while he made you eat the cheddar biscuits?
Hey, those things are delicious. Okay.
So
that's
that becomes a 14.
Yeah.
The darkest number.
13. So pick 2.
Alright, so let's go. I'm gonna go ahead and deal great harm. And I'd like to describe how I could potentially take control of the situation.
Okay. Because you are fighting it outside of the giant thing, you take 2 harm.
That's fair.
Hmm.
Also,
because it is a giant lobster heartless.
Oh no.
But yeah, I think what he does is like the lobster is sort of like heading towards him, and he sort of like raises his keyblade up, and as it like slams into him, he slams his keyblade down to like sort of try and pierce that thick skull, that like thick chitin, and like hang on to it.
Yeah.
So like trying to sort of like keep his keyblade deep in and see if he can sort of like try and guide the monster. Now he's got it like,
oh my god, yes, you can absolutely head. Guide the monster.
How much harm have we dealt to this thing?
You've dealt one.
Wait, didn't we just deal great harm to it?
Oh, you've dealt two, yeah.
Okay, thank god. I was like, shit, it has armor?
No, I don't think armor is a thing in Interstitial.
If Nathan, you haven't gone yet. Do you have something you want to do with Celeritas? Because I have something I very badly want to do, but I've also kind of dominated a couple of the more roleplay sections.
Okay, see, here's the thing. What the f... I'm just an improvised weapon man. I'm out of my depth here.
Are you telling me that you, the knucklehead, wouldn't, like, hop on a missile pod without, like, even though you don't know what the fuck it does?
God, you're so right. Let's do this.
Yes.
He's like, I don't know what any of these buttons do, but...
All I got is a stop sign, man. Look, there's a missile over there. Oh, okay.
I'm improvised weaponing with the whole goddamn pod.
Look, just because you improvise with the weapon doesn't mean it can't be an actual weapon.
That is a very good point.
You can improvise with a gun.
I'm going to say because you don't know how to...
Wait, are you saying a gun is an improvised
weapon? It is now.
You may have a knife. I'm going to improvise and pull out this Magnum 44.
I'm going to say that because you don't know how to use one of these, I'm going to need you to make a push-through stress roll first.
Sounds good.
And with your mastery links.
Alright, this is gonna go terribly. Let's do it.
God, Nathan, why do we... I know I just encouraged you to do this, but why do you keep rolling with your worst stats?
Well, it's your mastery link, it's not your mastery stat.
Because he's got a mastery link.
Yeah, it's a plus one.
A single mastery link. Oh, hey!
Let's
go! I got a 7.
Okay.
That's not a failure. Let's do this.
So I'm gonna assume you succeed at what you were attempting?
Yep.
Okay. So you are now able to pilot this missile pod.
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna try and, I'm gonna attack this thing. I'm gonna be like, I don't know what I'm doing, but let's do it anyway.
Hell yeah. So either, I'd say that's strike with intent?
I think so. Which means, once again, you guys ready for me rolling with... my worst stat?
Always.
Do it.
Wouldn't be your first time.
And I rolled a 9.
Hell yeah, okay. Yeah,
so
pick one.
Okay, I'm gonna deal great harm. And I'm not protecting myself from harm, specifically because what I'm doing is slamming into it and then launching the missiles while I'm pretty much attached to the thing.
Oh my god,
I don't think you know
yes,
what a missile
absolutely.
Is, but I kind of like the image we've drawn up here.
Also, I take a harm.
Yeah, you take a harm, but you fire the missiles just straight into its, I guess, chitin, and it just, like, wails.
That is so fucking...
Lena, I have a question.
I have an answer.
How big is the slot for like putting in missile ammunition? Is it big enough to fit a person?
Oh no.
I'm gonna say yes because I enjoy.
I don't wanna kill it yet. I have a thing I want.
In that case, I'm going to try and cast magic to do the same thing that Milo did to let me, like, breathe water.
Okay.
Has Invert seen Milo outside? Or is
I've definitely seen you fight the lobster outside currently.
Oh, so Isaiah rolled a 10.
Oh, perfect.
I rolled a 10.
You get 2. Wait, no, you get 3.
Okay, so we're going to inflict a semi-permanent condition. We're going to have no unintended consequences. And,
oh, I forgot about unintended consequences.
I think if this is, like, can I heal one of Milo's harm?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm going to say you fire off, like, 2 spells rapid fire.
Yeah. Because I think Ember is, like, Milo believes he can go in there alone, but he absolutely cannot.
And so you get into the missile, the missile slot, and you fire yourself out towards the lobster.
Yes.
Make a strike with intent roll.
All right.
Please don't kill it outright. God. I have one. Oh, interesting. Please, like, leave one harm. I have a thing I want to do so badly.
Okay, pick one.
I'm going to defend myself from harm.
Okay. You deal one harm to it, and as it, like, swings its giant lobster arm towards you, while Milo is still, like, maneuvering it around, you create a, like, mystical barrier around yourself.
Heck yeah.
And we watch as it, like, shatters slightly, but not enough to hurt you.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so Zeneca.
Yeah, I have a thing I've been a little controlling with the segment, so I have one thing I just want Zeneca to do very badly. So, like, while everyone's been, like, kicking the shit out of this thing, Zeneca's been a little bit reenacting, like, the scene in the movie where Audrey's, like, throwing herself through all, like, the corridors of the ship.
Yeah.
Like, she's rushing for what she hopes will be the engine room. She's probably stopping a couple times and asking someone for directions. And because I'm just totally being gratuitous, I like to even imagine there's a point where the ship briefly goes vertical and she does a mini Spider-Verse through a couple of the vertical corridors, like, to the bottom.
Hell yeah.
And she makes her way to the engine room, and for a second, she actually, like, for the first time since being on the ship, she actually kind of looks like she recognizes what's going on. Like, she sees the valves and the cogs and gears and actually kind of see, like, and just, and some recognition kind of flickers in the back of her head. And she, what she specifically does is she reaches for it, like, over the protests of some of the other engineers. She, like, shuts off a couple of the valves, grabs a giant spanner, jams it between 2 cogs, and then, like, she looks over and sees, like, one of those funnels and sort of intuits what it's meant for and leans in and just shouts, like, "Get me Rourke on the bridge right now!"
You hear him say, "Understood," and he goes to the bridge.
Well, I meant more, not he needs to go to the bridge. I assumed he was on the bridge. Okay. Because there's the radio operator in the movie, and they had to keep, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, "Rourke, get your old ass to the bridge right now, shitweed." I meant, "Get me to the bridge where Rourke is."
Patch me through, Commander.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Yeah, okay, I got you. So the radio operator, who is still the same character from the movie, patches me through.
She was great.
Yeah. And he's like, "What's the situation? The situation.
I need you to point us right at that thing. Like, as soon as you can. Like, you need to tell me right when that thing is in front of us."
He's like, "Are you sure about this?
Just trust me."
Okay. And you hear him shouting to tell the pilots to maneuver the submarine towards the monster. And once that is done, he radios down to you and tells you that it's been done.
And as soon as he says that, what Zeneca does is she removes the spanner and, like, roundhouse kicks the valves back to full throttle, and I'd like to strike with intent.
Oh my god!
Because the entire submarine lurches forward in a burst of speed.
There's glass. The bridge is literally a fucking cube screen.
There was like a thing on front. There was like a ramming spear.
Yeah, there is.
What? So,
yeah, there's like a big metal, like a big metal. There's like a big metal like front thing. I forget what the word is. There's like a ramming.
I feel like that's
a word
intent.
For like the thing
it's
on the
front. The
mast.
Bumper.
No, mast is like where a sail is.
Bumper.
Ramming. I like how the first Google thing is ramming speed.
There
ram
are like three little pillars thing? That barely go above this way.
Atlantis, the Lost Empire. I'm looking up the image right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm misremembering the thing.
They've got like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's still those three points. Those are like three points to impale something on.
Shit.
And I'm doing it. I've said I've done. I'm doing it.
It's dope.
Well, like, hey, I just rolled really high. God. Okay. No. Hold on. Let me redo
what
that.
What the fuck?
Roll two. I keep doing that. I keep forgetting to type the letter D. Okay.
Okay, pick one.
I mean, yeah, I'll take that. No, it's not. Well, the thing only has one harm left, so it's like...
You don't necessarily know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Actually, you know what? I'm interested to see if Lena does something with this as our tormentous GM. I'm just gonna say deals great harm.
Okay.
Like, this thing lurches forward, like, as soon as she removes the spanner and, like, puts the valves back on.
So, the ship has taken one harm. It attacks the ship again, and I'm gonna actually say, because it was...
Wait, does it not kill it?
That does not kill it.
You said six harm? You said,
I
like,
said the ship has
harm
six
you
harm.
Yes, she said the ship has six
harm. Oh, I drastically misunderstood.
So the ship has how much harm yet?
I don't ever tell you guys how much health it has. It is still kicking. And it is going
to... Either way, I dealt two harm to it.
It's going to pierce the glass front of the submarine. And you hear Rourke over the intercom say, "Everybody get to the escape pods," and you...
Sorry!
It shows him, like, running towards the escape pods and everybody else as well. And, who wants to go next?
Hey, sup?
Me.
Okay.
All right. I am going to try and cast magic.
Okay.
This could be bad, because Asa, in her panic, has yet to actually transform.
Oh.
So my mastery is at a minus one right now.
Oh, dear.
I am trying this.
Do you want for the link?
That is a very easy reroll, though.
No, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. I am going to reroll with the power of Zeneca.
Okay.
Who nearly fucking killed you right now.
Yep. Yeah, that's what this
I
is.
Do not regret
anything. Fuck you, Zeneca.
She hit on my woman.
She tried to kill us all.
Yeah, that's a partial success.
So pick one. Fuck. I really wanted that victory. I am going to create an illusion, and the illusion is a bigger Kraken.
We are winning.
It's red.
Do you summon Larry the Lobster?
I cast Summon Bigger Fish, and I make an illusion of this same fucking thing, but bigger and red.
I...
Okay,
but like making it look like it's protecting us.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna say that the lobster. Well, Milo's still controlling where the lobster moves.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of Milo.
I mean, I also like the idea of Milo immediately seeing that and trying to guide the lobster so they'll fight each other. Because Milo...
Okay,
I feel
yeah.
like that would fall under unintended consequences.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. Milo, you guide it to fight the other lobster.
Perfect.
So who wants to go next?
I want to ram this Keyblade deeper into hopefully what is a heartless brain.
Okay. That's unfortunate. Strike with intent again.
Heartless brain.
Brainless heart.
Damn it. Beat me to it.
Heartless is a
heartless
heart.
Brain, more like fartless brain.
A heartless is literally a brainless heart.
I'm starting to think that Kingdom Hearts is dumb.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Damn
it. Okay, so pick one.
He's just, like, he's fully, like, he feels like himself be re-energized by Ember being there, and he thinks it's just because, yes, I get to show Ember how capable I am, and we will make deeper friendship, and this is good. And so he's not really caring for himself, so he raises point blank out of this heartless and just, like, tries to slam it back into its head with deal great harm.
You slam it into its head again, and it lets out one last, like, wail, and it fades away, and a giant heart goes into the air.
Can I just say, I forgot Milo's keyblade was called Point Blank, and that's such a good name.
It's such a good name. I'm gonna also say, because you killed it, you don't take harm.
Oh, sweet.
That makes sense.
Just mostly because I don't want you to go into the rest of this thing with
is
three harm.
Is the ship still flooding?
The ship is still very much flooding.
Oh, sorry.
You are going to...
Seneca's rushing for the escape pods and like, sorry everyone, sorry, this on me.
You are going to get Milo... the chewing out of a lifetime.
I think Milo is going to like sort of gesture towards Hilaritus and like look at Ember like, let's go. We need to get into the ship. The other ship is sinking.
Yeah, God. Like, Hilaritus is like, yeah, grab on.
Okay. So you all are able to grab onto Solaritus's mini ship.
Need to again take an aside. This is not at all what I meant by missile pod when I was suggesting this idea. I don't think any of y'all know what a missile pod is.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I definitely.
I don't think I care.
No, I like where it's gone. I'm not mad. I just laugh because I was picturing more like you just pull up in like one of the, like the side turrets, basically. If you're like, it's a full ship. I'm like,
in Atlantis there are full ships.
Yeah, I'm basically using an escape pod as a fucking...
I guess Halo 3 kind of ruined my vocabulary for that, because when I think missile pod, I think of, like, stationary turret.
Yeah, the word you were looking for was, indeed, stationary turret.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, but that doesn't sound as good on radio.
Yeah.
Milo destroyed a fucking sub pod.
Okay, Asa and Zeneca, what are you doing?
I mean, I already said Zeneca's running for the escape pod.
Yeah,
okay.
Ace is not sure. Ace might just jump in the escape pod.
Okay.
Can I say that, like, Asa is being her, like, sort of, like, freezing up self, and Zeneca, like, specifically grabs Asa and is like, come on! Starts rushed and, like, leads her to
an
escape
pod. Push me into an escape pod?
Yeah, or something, like, either way. Like, I feel like how you described Asa would not be out of character to be like, what do I do? Zeneca's like,
no,
hey,
yes.
Come on!
Okay, yeah. You are able to push her into an escape pod pretty easily, because she's pretty tiny, I think.
She's not...
No, Asa's trying to run in heels, because we did establish flapper outfit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
you are all now in escape pods, You see Rourke's escape pod, like, leading you forward, and so you follow after that escape pod, and I'm gonna say we leave off the session there.
Thank you so much for listening to Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era. If you enjoyed this episode, please share your thoughts using hashtag KHAFE on Twitter, or by adding us using @KH_AFE, or by joining our Discord server. And be sure to give us a good rating on iTunes. If you want to find each of us on Twitter, I can be found at Isaiah Games. That's I-S-I-A-H Games. Our GM, Lena, can be found at IsMaguka. That's Is, and then M-E-G-U-C-A. Theo can be found at Four Whole Moons. That's four the number, but it's F-O-U-R. It's not the number four, because I don't think... Can you? I don't think you can. Theo can be found at Four Whole Moons. That's four the number, whole not half, and moons is just moons. Rem can be found at REM Speedwagon 8. And Nathan doesn't use Twitter, so you can't follow him. Don't even try.